הלכות בשבועות. יום טוב, הלכות יום טוב. לא עשו שבועות איזה מלארדם, איזה יום טוב. We know that Chagim and Shabbos, you can bring in early. Is it Indian to bring in early? Shabbos? Is it Indian to bring in early, right? Also, Yamim Tovim? But not...
Not Passover.
Not Shabbos, what?
Don't bring Passover early. It has to be the 15th day.
No, the davening can be early. Just the Kiddush has to be after Tzegachot. And they eat the matzah. Shavuos, the davening has to be after Tzedek Ochavim. Why? 49th,
50th day.
Exactly. Shavuot has to be 50th day. But it doesn't say in the Torah when is Shavuot. It doesn't say Shavuot is in Vav Siva. It doesn't say. What does it say? The 50th day from counting the Omer. Therefore, you have to wait until the 50th day. So this the Minagim. So the women, they light the candles. When do they have to light the candles? They're making shechianu, right? Make shechianu light the candles. Certain minagim, some minagim are that they make the shechianu. They light at night. Some say they should light in the day, but make the bracha at night. No matter how you do, okay? This is just to know that. But the men for sure have to daven ma'ariv, and it's definitely night. Definitely night. Moshe Berurah brings down from the Zohar that Chassidim Rishonim, the early pious ones, they used to stay up all night in the night of Shavuot and learn Torah. And if they do that, if a person does that, he's promised that he will complete this in his year and he won't have any harm. That's what it says. Okay? Where should a person do it? It's better to do it in a shul, where there's 10 people, or in a place where there's 10 people learning together, because when there's 10 people, there's shechina in the place. Yeah, not to just do it at home. Do it in a shul. Okay. Is the Indian not to talk between from Ma'ariv until after the dusha of Ketel of Musaf in the morning? Not to talk nonsense. I'm talking about. You could talk at the table, Divrei Torah. You could say, "Pass me the salt, please." Yes, you could. But not to talk. Other things. Anyway, you shouldn't talk. Stand by the table. Especially on that, it's a very holy night. It's put down that there's some merits you can hear in the morning. Alot HaShachar, you can hear the thunder and the lightning and the sounds of Har Sinai. It's all merits. You can do it tonight. Yeah, you can do.
So you can do it all night.
Yeah, Rav Shmuel Shapir used to dance all night. Shmuel Shapir used to dance all night on Shavuos. Meron. Not the waste. The Indian and Shavuos night is to be up all night. Not to sleep, not even for one moment.
And not to do stupid stuff.
But not to do stupidities, obviously not. Yeah, do it. But do it, great. Learn all night, great. Do. Okay. And also, the big Indian to go to the mikvah before Alot HaShachar. Big Indian in Breslev, not only in Breslev. Big Indian, the Hasidim is brought down in many books. Okay? Shlach Kodesh brings down. It's true, but even those who people don't go every day, they go only on Erev Yom Tov, let's say, and Erev Shabbos. Shavuos morning, even those, you have to say it because it's icky, because everyone's telling in the same time, the same 20 minutes. Everyone's there in the mikvah. Yeah? Still, go and tevel, because Rabbeinu writes also in the Kutei Moran that the mikvahs of all the year, the light of the mikvah, in the mikvah is water, you get dots. And it all comes down from the mikvah of Shavuos. That's what Rabbeinu writes. Because I'm Akpit, he goes to the mikvah on the Shavuos in the morning. The Arizal. Now, there's a special limud to learn, and that is, you can learn whatever you want. You can learn whatever you want. But there's a special tikkun that it was, to say on that night. You don't have to say the whole thing. Because as much as you can get up to, it doesn't make a difference. You read slowly, so read slowly. You have to, but to say that tikkun, that seder in order of things, it's from the Zohar Kodesh, Kit Va'ari, it's very important to say after this tikkun. And all the chassidim, they say after this tikkun. In Uman, Shavuos night is 2 hours. I mean, it's about maybe 3 hours, 3.5 hours, but from the time that you go to home and eat and come back to the tzion and start doing the tikkun until you have to go to the mikveh already, yeah, it's about 2 hours. You can't say the whole tikkun of Shavuos in 2 hours. It takes 4 or 5 hours. Even in Israel, it's a very short night, that night. Yeah? Because it's in the middle of the summer. But in Uman, it's very short. It's 2 hours only. But Rav Avos told us again, if you did fall asleep on that night, okay. So he said, also to me, it happened to me. He said, 1 year, I fell asleep in the sea when I was very tired. I fell asleep. Not to get nervous, but try to be up all night.
As long as you don't fall asleep in the
According to the Arizal, we don't say in some tikkunim, the Mishnayos are printed at the end. So Mishnayos, we don't say that. So.
Does the staying up all night and learning that has to be done in person, right? I mean, that's. Yeah, sure.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just thinking, the times change so much, but you can't use electricity. I was thinking that, you know, can you preset something and there on your video as a great rabbi teaching a lesson, but you can't do that.
I think it's not so yom tiv dik. Maybe halachically it's okay, but it's not so. The women, they don't have to say the Tikkun Leil Shavuot.
I'm sorry?
Women don't say the Tikkun Leil Shavuot. Women can go to sleep, it's okay. They want to go to Shir, they go to sleep afterwards.
They have to know the world, they have to push through to women.
Yeah, they don't have to be up all night.
But they don't have to be up all night.
They can go to Shir to be part of a tzibur. Why not? Feel the Chag also that way. Yeah, in Chutz La'aretz, there's the second day Yom Tov. Okay? If you're able to be up also on the second night, great. If not, no. The first night is the Ika.
Do you start your Yom Tov meal with Tuesday?
What?
Do you start your Yom Tov meal with Tuesday?
Oh, depends which meal. So I eat the cheesecake in the morning. And I get my food. Still won't talk about the cheesecake. Okay, so if you were up all night, so there's halachas, how you make the brachas, right? You didn't sleep at all. So you wash your hands and you go to the bathroom before the morning, in the morning, and then you wash your hands, and then you say, Adonai Tirat Adayim. Okay, you go to the bathroom before.
Also, Rabbi, let's say,
soon we'll go, soon we'll go. Not Ashkivenu.
Not Ashkivenu, but I'm going to go to sleep now. You say Mara.
Rapi.
I think it's in Hashkivenu. I'm now going to sleep. You're saying that I'm going to sleep, but you have to say that because you're not going to sleep.
Right. Ah, in Mara we say everything.
Yeah.
In Mara we say everything. In Mara we say also, Birkat HaTorah, this is according to Ashkenazim, we say when? After Alot HaShachar. After the to call out the shachar? Amud shachar?
Sunrise.
Oh no,
no, the light, the first light.
What's it called? Dawn? What's your last name?
The pillar of
morning star?
Morning light? Allah Tashakha, the first light that comes up.
We were all the Murashakha, the old wall.
A little bit, when you start, the first little light that comes up, that's called Amud HaShacha. And that's when you say Birkot HaTorah, if you didn't sleep all night.
What if there's some place where you don't have a minyan?
What?
What if there's some place where you have a minyan?
No.
So, how can you observe
that? Had a minyan? Why not? Daven, no, davening alone. I was in places many times without a minion. Mm-hmm. In places many times without a minion. No, daven alone, okay.
Should you try and daven in a shul? Should you try and daven in a shul?
Of course, halacha. If you have a shul, it's better daven in a shul. Even if there's no minion. Even let's say you're in your neighborhood, you came home late and there's no marv anymore. If the shul's open, it's better to go down marv in the shul.
Some places with such a small Jewish community, they might have a shul, but they don't have 10 Jews.
Yeah, I know. In Europe, a lot of places like that also. According to the minhag, let's say a person was up until 2 o'clock in the morning. He's collapsing. He has to go rest now. He can't stay up. My father, for example, he goes to sleep right after the meal, and then he gets up 2 hours later. He can't stay up all night. Some people, if you go to sleep after chatzot, according to the Kabbalah, we say a mapil, the bracha mapil, but without a bracha, without Hashem's name. Without Hashem's name. Okay.
What about going to bed before candle lighting and then getting up for Marv?
What's about?
You've slept, but you haven't slept at night.
No, so you don't make a bracha. To sleep at night. You sleep during the day, take a nap. You don't have to make a bracha again.
Depends on when you wake up.
If you get up, you get up at night, it's a different story.
No, you're waking up before Marv.
It's already night out or before it's night out? It's before it's night out.
No, you're going to bed, you're waking up before candlelight. Before candlelight.
No, so you don't make a bracha.
But the halakha is, you went to sleep before sundown.
Right.
You woke up after the stars came out, you have to do Birkat HaShachar.
Then you have to.
And Birkat HaTorah.
Birkat HaShachar?
Birkat HaTorah.
Come on, not Birkat HaShachar. Birkat HaShachar after Chatzot.
Birkat HaTorah.
Only Birkat HaTorah. Yeah, Birkat HaTorah.
In Chicago, we had a police rule on that.
With what?
In Chicago, they taught at this Reform Temple that had Israeli rabbi. At the Reform Temple. Very unusual in America.
Israeli Reform Rabbi?
Reform Rabbi. Israeli Reform Rabbi. Yeah, really.
A man or a female? A male or a female?
No. and he required, he this very big on this, all night learning.
I'm learning it.
On the all night learning, he was very big on that.
You were in the Reform Temple?
Yes, I was a teacher.
Oh, because so you were Orthodox, right?
No, I was like just Jewish.
So you know whatever?
I was hanging with him. Yeah.
So when did you start become like more Jewish?
So, but I was teaching there. So I used to, you know, teach. I don't remember what I was teaching. But he said, whatever you thought was okay, as long as you had a printout. They really had some. Well, there was like lots of classes every hour. Like, it wasn't just me. There were hundreds of people
looking. Some Jewish, some not. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But they were weren't
But I was always surprised that it's the only form temple I've ever seen that's done this.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
What's really interesting is some of the Hebrew they do a very good job with their own language. They have the good rabbis from the community. They have, you know, interactive dialogue and subjects. They do a good job.
If a person was up until Alot HaShachar, some Hasidim do like this. They're up until Alot HaShachar. And then they go to sleep. Sleep for 4 hours. And they get up before end of Zman Tefillah and they daven Shachar. Like at 9 o'clock they daven Shachar. Then you say Birkat HaTohu and you get up again. But if you go to sleep before night and then you wake up at night, you say Birkat HaTohu then when you get up. If you fell asleep on your hands, you don't say Birkat HaTohu. Some say even if you lie down for an hour during the learning, then you got to right away to continue learning, you won't have to make Birkat HaTohu. Okay, now about the other brachas. That's the Birkat HaTohu we said it. Nitiyat Yadayim we said it. Right? Go to the bathroom in the morning, then you say Nitiyat Yadayim. Right? If you were up all night, go to the bathroom in the morning, say, wash your hands, say Nitiyat Yadayim. We said Birkat HaTohu, what happens in all those situations? And what about Elokai Neshama Ma'avir Shema Hashem? Okay. Lemaise, Elokai Neshama that we say, right? Elokai Neshama that gave us back the soul. You could, truth is, even if you didn't sleep, you could say it. If you could hear from someone, fine. And answer amen, someone will stop, good. But according to a lot of Paiskim, even the Ramah says you could, yourself you could say it. Why? Because it's not a personal bracha that you gave back my neshama. You give back neshamas to those who sleep. So fine, we'll play praising Hashem for that. So you could say that even if you didn't, even if you did not sleep.
Okay.
Fine.
But you
not
gave
that,
me.
Not only in general, if someone slept in the beginning of the night, woke up after Chatzot like my father does, of course, he says, Oh, Birkat HaShachar right there, straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't have to wait to anything. Everything, Kutel Arizal, everything he says, and Baya. And if someone was up all night, and then he went to sleep in the morning before davening, then when he wakes up, he says all the brachas then. Someone who didn't sleep all night, and didn't also in the morning, he didn't sleep. Okay. The Ma'aseh, according to Arizal, you can say all the brachas. Even a Ma'avir Chevei Shena.
What?
Even a Ma'avir. In general, Ma'avir Chevei Shena Menai. Not now. Last yesterday and tomorrow.
Even now, after being awake all night.
Still he moves the thing.
Our doctors and nurses worked 72 hours straight. After a couple of days like that, he said, thank you, maybe I have a shot. Don't fall asleep in the middle of a surgery or something like that.
Yes, according to the Arizal, you can say all the brachas, Birkat HaShachar in the morning. Even if you didn't sleep all night, in the morning you say all the Birkat HaShachar. Just in the other day, you go to the bathroom first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
I'm always surprised at the synagogue, the Shir Tzedek Hospital.
What is that?
I'm surprised at the synagogue, the Shir Tzedek Hospital. I'm surprised it's always full. Mm-hmm. It's always full of people in there.
Yeah, I thought that was the Kumashesh.
There's no painting there too.
Yeah. I was there, unfortunately, a few weeks ago.
Shmoneh.
I bet you they have a Shish. They have a Shmoneh.
I just have Shabbat.
Aksha?
Yeah.
Huh?
בן שלו היה בתמונת דרכים בשישי, ונכנס לסוכית בפה שלו ובגרון שלו.
איזה בן?
גדול, 20 גיור, 22.
בלונדיני?
לא.
שרפר. הגדל הזה?
גבור הזה. שהיה תינוק של מנואל.
הוא עכשיו יצא מהמתרים?
מסיק נכנס לאוטובוס. ופיצת החולון לידו.
I always wondered if I was able to maintain and maintain when I was in there. Because I didn't ever have a boy, but I had a dog, and there would always be...
Where?
Yeah, it's always been there.
Yeah.
No,
we were there.
The Shabbos, I woke up in Nitz, and I slept for 2 hours. There's no Nitz in the building, but there's Nitz right outside the building. They write in the board, they say there's a Nitzman right outside. A little shul over there.
And you're telling me?
Right near, yeah. Right behind, by the gun. Yeah. There's a big minion there, with a big kiddush also in the hospital.
All
so,
the time
there's
a big kiddush.
By the gun.
Right near by the gun.
What? Is that by the gun?
Yeah. By the, I tell you, it's like the end of by the gun. The last Chof Shacharai.
Also, in the pediatric wards in Motzei Shabbos, they
what?
In the pediatric ward, the children's ward,
yeah.
Motzei Shabbos, they go around with people in clown outfits and guitars singing.
We ran away before the end of Shabbos. As soon as possible, we left the hospital. We like to be there.
It was just my daughter. We had to take her Motzei Shabbos for pre-surgery, and she was having surgery the next day.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
They're playing with it. They're working with it. Top. Okay. The night of Shavuos, the minag is the chashuv minag. A person should not be with his wife that night, unless it's the night of a mikvah. If she goes to the mikvah, so then of course you have to be with the oraita. But otherwise, you should be with your wife on the night of Shavuos, and the chutzal is two nights of Shavuos. There's a minag also the 3 nights before Shavuos. But it's just a minag, not minag chashuv, minag pushim. If your wife agrees, fine. If he wants you, you can't say no. That's the law. Okay, toda rabba. It's good mitzvot. Oh, I see better now. Okay? According to the Ari, it's the night of Shavuos. That's when a person should not be with his wife. It's a pashut. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be machmir on a few days before. So, especially young people, you know, the Oshaya, if she wants. So, after Shavuos, soon we'll go back to Shavuos. But after Shavuos, 6 days after Shavuos, we don't say Tachanun. And we don't say Tachanun, right, until Yud Bet. Why? Because there's all these days, 6 days after, you could still bring the korban of the Chagiga, Tashlumim, Miluim it's called, to fill them in, those that you didn't bring. Therefore, you can still bring it. So many of these things will be built in the office. It's a day of a chag. Being a korban is a day of a chag. So you don't have to, you don't stop on those days. But my wedding, it ends by the way, by Yudbet Sivan. And I got married on Yudbet Sivan. I didn't say Tachman the whole another week. So from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until almost the end of Sivan, I didn't say Tachman. So I was asking, I asked if I have to say the whole month. Because most of the month is in the, without, you don't say. They told me no, because the public says you have to say that. It'll be 10 years, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
The minhag is to put branches, green stuff in the house, and flowers in the house and in the shul. Why? Because Har Sinai was a bare mountain in the desert. And when Hashem decided to bring the Torah on it, It was all blooming and green and colors and very nice. Therefore, the minhag is, it's a chashuv minhag, and Am Yisrael do it, to put green in the house. If your wife doesn't like stam stuff, they go to the store and spend 200 shekels and buy all kinds of flowers and then put them all around the house. I did that 1 year. Didn't want branches in there. I said, fine. I went, I bought all kinds of, I didn't make bouquets. I just bought all kinds of interesting flowers. Maybe two of these. And I put them in the house all over in little things. And the whole house is blooming, so it was nice. Also here in the yeshiva, they put kishutim and a lot of green. Very nice they do. Now in Kodesh. Is it a minhag? The minhag is, there's a minhag. It's just a minhag, okay? It's a minhag, it's not a halacha. To eat a milk product on Shavuos, it's a minhag. It's a halacha to eat meat if you eat meat. The person that has joy for meat and eats meat usually, it's a halacha that he has to eat meat on the chag, basar. Okay? It's the Rabbanan in our days. Why is it only the Rabbanan? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. That Beis HaMikdash is the Oraita to eat meat. In this day, it's the Rabbanan. Therefore, if someone doesn't have joy for meat, right? Like Rabbi Yaakov doesn't eat meat, so he doesn't have to eat. Okay? But milk product is a minag, not even the Rabbanan. Why? Why do we eat milk product?
Eating in the evening.
In the evening? Why?
Because.
Leil Shavuot, right? Why?
You just realize that they have to kosher the tools and make separation, this and that thing, and you still get to do all the work for being able to do meat. So they eat dairy.
Because you don't have to cook it. You can just eat it straight out of the cow.
You don't have to do the cow, and you don't have to be making special knives to slaughter it, and the other thing. So by the time everything got done, it was the next day.
Then they shechted the meat.
No, the custom invented by Tanuka is to have silicone in your food.
Silicone.
Damn,
silicone. Silicone in the hard cheeses.
Also in the milk.
Yeah, in the milk also? Very interesting.
Did you say silicone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
as in glass?
Yeah, but when it's melted down.
Like silicone glue, silicone.
Yeah, silicone rubber.
Yeah.
They put that in milk.
Milk, yogurt, cheeses.
Anyway, a lot of people they eat just a little bit of something in the morning after the next. Why? Because they say the simcha of the chag is basar v'yayin. Therefore, you have meat at night and meat in the day. And good, some people make two meals in a day. One of milk in the morning, and then in the afternoon they have again a home meal with washing of meat. Could Avid do whatever you feel like? It's good. You don't have to eat milk products. You could eat milk products. You don't have to make a whole meal of milk. You could have a
it's
little.
So cool. That's milk meal.
Yeah, once a year. No?
I have a great recipe with a Wonder Pot. With for a Shavuos, it's on jerusalemcast.com.
Canadian mom makes the best cheesecake. My wife makes it also. In the Wonder Pot. I bought a Wonder Pot Pesach. Mm-hmm. 50 shekels. If someone is eating a milk meal, let's see, he washed his hands, and he had a little bit of something cheesy. Now he wants to continue eating meat. He doesn't have to bench. He just have to clean the table, wash his mouth out, and then he can eat meat. Some people say, if you didn't have hard cheese, only if you had soft cheese. If you had hard cheese, no. Some say that for hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. Between hard cheese and meat, because it takes a long time to digest. According to the Shlah, you wait a whole hour between eating milk and eating meat. A whole hour. A lot of other places say half an hour. But simple halacha, you can just wash out your mouth and eat right away meat. Not to forget, if you ate meat, you have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk. 6 hours, not less. Even on Shavuos, you wait 6 hours. Between meat and milk. There's no leniencies over here. So, a few more minutes we have here. Let's start learning halachos now of Yom Tov. The Chag. So, halachos is the Chag. All the stuff you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yom Tov. All the stuff. Mukhtzeh, all the things you don't do on Shabbos, you don't do. Unless it's something that has to do with your eating, with food. Not us, not everything. Cooking, you're allowed to cook. We'll learn all the things. But one very important thing, halacha, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk weekday stuff. For example, money. Right? It's halacha. You can't say... You can't talk about how much the rent is and how much this is. You can't not talk about it. Which is asur. In Shabbos, you have to talk only holy things. If you do want to mention money, you don't say money. You say oranges. You say other things. It's better not to become. The only place you can talk money on Shabbos is when it has to do with tzolchei tzibur. For example, he's selling aliyahs in the shul, for the shul. Then you're allowed to mention money. Collecting tzedakah for a poor family, someone who will say how much they're going to give. You're allowed to talk down in Shabbos. Even though we daven ma'ariv after night comes in, you have to stop doing melacha before night comes in. There's a mitzvah to add from Shabbos, from the weekday to the Shabbos, and from the weekday, I mean to add on, to make more Kedusha on the weekday, also for the Yom Tov. This year, Shavuos, I think, is on Wednesday, Tuesday night. I think it's on Tuesday night, I'll tell you. I have it written down here. Shavuos is on a Tuesday night, yeah. Tuesday night is the night of Shavuos. If someone lit a fire on Yom Tov by accident to cook, he didn't bring a new fire to light. You're allowed to light a cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You can't light a new fire. You can't ignite the fire. But if he did you lit a fire, you're allowed to use it for cooking, even though you lit it randomly. Why? Because it's renewing itself all the time. It's not the same fire that you lit. It's a new fire now. So you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, but for Yom Tov. But if it's something that you could have done from the day before and it has exactly the same taste, some things even taste better that they sit. Yeah, then you can't do it on Yom Tov. I have this chicken salad that I make that it tastes better when it sits in the gravy all night in the fridge. So you're now allowed to make that chicken salad. The chicken that I make, you can't make it on Yom Tov. Why? Because it tastes better from the night before, so why did you wait for Yom Tov to make it? Only something that tastes better on Yom Tov, you'll have to do it on Yom Tov. If something that you were able to do the day before, you have to do it the day before. Say that?
In 2 days before, or just the day before?
You can do whatever you want, but not on the chag.
No. But you can prepare it for a chag.
What?
You can prepare it for a chag.
Yeah, of course. Barbecue tastes good, better on the day, right?
Yeah.
Fresh chicken from the oven, of course, right? Baking fresh challah straight out of the oven. So of course you can do it on Yom Tov.
But you could also put it in pata.
Of course. If you have pata, you can cook, you can eat.
When things are more perspective,
someone
may say that chicken salt does taste better.
Someone what?
May say that chicken salt tastes better when you let it sit. But other people may not say that.
Right, so if someone thinks it tastes better, if it makes it fresh, so you can make it fresh. It's personal, yeah. Anyways, they permitted, Chazal permitted us to cook, do things on Yom Tov for food, normal things, but something which is not normal for everyone, you don't do. For example, smoking cigarettes. In this generation, it's not like 50 years ago. 50 years ago, everyone smoked. Almost everyone smoked, that was normal. In this generation, most people do not smoke. It's not a normal thing to smoke. Most people don't smoke. At least not cigarettes. The other things, but not cigarettes. Yeah? So therefore, according to a lot of poskim, you should not smoke on Yom Tov. It's not the normal thing to do. Yeah? And even our Avadia, which says you could, you do it privately, somewhere hidden where no one sees you. Okay? Someone has a real strong urge. So next time, you don't smoke. You never smoke. The malachas which you do for many days, you prepare things for many days, the storage, that you can't do on Yom Tov. For example, we'll go through soon all of them. I'll tell you just a few things. You can't harvest on Yom Tov, because usually you harvest the whole field. You put it aside for storage. You cannot harvest on Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't, meaning you can't pick fruit from the tree on Yom Tov. Harvesting is picking, right? You can't go to your tree. You have a beautiful fig now. It's all ripe. It's Shavuos time. You can't go and pick a fig on Yom Tov. So the bee has to pick it before Yom Tov. Fresh ones? Yeah, I checked them. Fresh ones you could check. You know how to check them?
I thought it was a custom, not to
be fixed. Man, there is a thing. Dry figs is a problem. Fresh figs you can check. How do you check them? You take the fig. First of all, you take off the edge, where usually there's a little hole there. You take it off. A lot of times the bugs. Open it in half. Okay, open it and open all the way and look. If you don't see anything, you take a glass of water. Clear glass water. Take the fig, outside out, like that, inside out, and put the half fig in there. And look, if you see worms coming down, move it, throw it out. If you don't see anything falling out, you can eat it. Okay? Okay. We don't grind on the chag. You're not allowed to grind on the chag. Okay, the grind, you can't grind on the chag. On the Yom Tov?
But it's for food, it's eat something.
Yeah, but we just set a rule. If it's something that usually you do it for storage for a long time, usually you don't grind 1 kilo just for today. You grind a whole sack. So that's also not only for Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't grind at all. You can't harvest. You can't grind. And... What? What's that? Hello?
You can't use it to put on your soup?
No. Use the grinded one already. You have grinded ones. No?
If you have, not
Don't grind anything. So
what about ground beef for hamburgers?
You can't grind them.
What?
Don't grind.
Grind. You can't grind it. So hamburgers are eliminated.
You can make them before. You can grind the meat before. I usually grind before. Today everything's electric, so anyways, you don't grind anything. Schita, we don't squeeze on Yom Tov. Squeeze, you call it? Take out juice out of the...
Yep, like squeezing lemon.
Lemon on food you could squeeze. But other things, like for making juice, taking grape juice out of them, taking oranges, making oranges out of them, on Yom Tov we don't do that. And we don't...
What if you need grape juice for a Kiddush or Shabbat?
So prepare it before.
But what if the person in this situation, he didn't do it?
So he can't.
He
can't. He can. He's yotze for the shul, the kiddush and shul.
Okay.
No, in the davening. Emalasa, go knock on the doors. Find me someone who has kosher grape juice. Sida, we don't. It's the oita. We don't. What's it called? To catch an animal.
Trapping.
Trap. We don't trap any of them. So, a few more rules.
What about insects? You can't kill an insect?
Not pito. An insect?
You can't trap an animal either, right? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to trap? What's considered trapping? Closing is order of rules? Is that trapping?
Depends which animal it is. If it's a dog, closing down the room is trapping. If it's a fly, it's not trapping. A fly, you have to do like that. Yeah, you could do the malachas for you. Not for Jews, not for goyim. Can't cook now for your servant. You could cook for you and also he'll eat. But you can't cook especially for him. And the chag. And you can't cook for an animal. You want to cook for your cat? You can't.
No, but if you're cooking for yourself.
And he has leftovers, fine.
Can you cook for cat?
Yeah, you can. We have a Thailandian... the worker, you can give him a cat to eat for dinner.
I never hear the end of it.
What? My uncle told me he lives in Ranana. He said that he had a friend that had a very expensive dog, and it disappeared one day. The police found it. They found the skin of it in the place the Thailandians were working. Briti,
shalom.